Good evening. This is M5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on Boonville Amateur Club Radio Repeater. 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, September 16th, 7:30 p.m. at Dodge Pratt Northam Center, 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleark.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is M5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further, we'll now take regular calls from members and guests.
This is KD2AIT, good evening.
This is N2PFM, good evening.
This is KC2WI.
Okay, we've got three. KD2AIT, Jeff, how you doing this evening?
Good evening, Bill. It's KD2AIT. We're doing good. We got back from camp this morning, and we fought through the raindrops and made it back here. And we need a little rain. I thought it was kind of dry out there in the woods right now, so I'm not really complaining too much for a bit of rain here and there. It feels like it's cooling off, though. Don't know what comes after that. So I got my cell phone extender today. I haven't got to get up to camp and try it out, hoping on this weekend to be able to do that. Comes with a Yagi antenna, and supposedly it's supposed to boost your signal, so we're going to give that a shot up at camp. I got 30 days to try it out. If it works, it works. If not, I'm going to be returning it. So comes with a, like I said, it comes with a directional antenna you put outside, and then it wires down into an amplifier inside, and then there's an indoor antenna that broadcasts all the phones inside. So we're going to have fun with that. And, not quite amateur radio, but radio all the same. So, anyway, that's about all I have to report. So this is KD2AIT. We'll be clear and listen to the rest of that.
Okay, Jeff. Well, that sounds good. Doggone it, I hadn't heard anything about anything that really boosts cell phone and in the areas that are a little bit weak, and that sounds real good. Anything normally with a Yagi seems to work out real well. I used to have one years ago with 2 meter in it. Well, it extended direct when we went direct considerably further than what the repeater would do. Okay, well, sounds good. I'm glad you have an opportunity to try that one and see how that works out. It may be something I might want to do myself. Okay, well, we'll get back with you later, possibly. N2PFM, George, how you doing this evening?
Well, good evening, Jeff and Bill and everybody else on the net. We got a temperature here on the mountainside of 57 degrees. That's the low for the 24 hours. And we had a high today only of 69. And a good amount of rain and lots of clouds and all in between, without rain, but still and all not enough to do any solar panel charging, for sure. Little to nothing. that's it, nothing too much else to report. Made the matching sections to use the RG6 cable going over to the directional antenna. Made the 212 wave things for each side. Got the side inside here done with the rain. I didn't get the outside one done yet. We'll give it a try tomorrow, hopefully. Ellen, Saturday is, in case any of you may be interested, is a chicken barbecue in Krogan at the train station. So with that, we'll say God bless. 73 is M2PFM clear.
Okay, George. Well, yeah, it sounds like you had a day like we did here. It started out pretty low this morning, and I think maybe it got to 64 or 65 here, so stayed relatively cool. And I hope that the connections you have with the antenna, I believe it was an antenna you were talking about, that works out real well for you. I got to do a little revamping here myself. I've got some that really needs some maintenance and probably replacement, but hopefully I got enough time to get that done before the winter comes. Okay, well, 73 to you. Have a good evening. KC2WI, Pete, what's going on this evening?
KC2WI, well, I just got back about half an hour ago, 20 minutes ago or something, from the National Night Out event over at the fairgrounds in Lowellville. We brought some ham radio equipment and literature, and I had a computer there with a playing up couple of the ARRL videos, and it was a couple hours. I don't know that it was very productive in terms of getting any interest. A couple people stopped by, a couple kids I talked to, and I don't know, maybe while I was out standing online to get something to eat to somebody else, but you know, it was worth a shot. I didn't get to talk to the organizer. Maybe I'll hunt up her number and call her. In Hamilton County, they do this Hamilton County Family Fun Day beginning of September, I think. And what they did there was they had all the exhibitors and whatever and activities. If they had a passport, they called it. So a piece of paper with all the exhibitors. And the kids had to go to everyone and get signed off that they had visited it. So it was really good because we had a lot of traffic come through our station that we had set up. Whereas here, you know, they just, you know, I don't know, people milled around and talked and whatever, but they may or may not have been an incentive to go look at everything. So that would have really helped, I'm sure. So that, I might make that suggestion, and, you know, I don't know if we're going to do it next year or not. So we had quite a few people from the club here, which was nice to see that much of a turnout, and try a few more things to try and get a little publicity and maybe get some new people interested. So that was the activity for tonight. And
okay, Pete. Yeah, I wondered about that sometimes with different with the nets and the I'll tell you what, my memory is terrible. But with people going to, you know, an activity with ham radio gear, I guess what I'm looking to say is with the, you know, when they got kind of like a garage sale type thing, but they do it with the amateur radio gear, and I've been to a few of them through the years, and it seems like the interest has diminished considerably over what it used to be years ago, and I don't know if it's really the place that they have the activity at, or just people in general aren't that interested anymore, but it's kind of sad in a way, because a lot of times, you know, everyone is developing or trying to put together enough things that, you know, will make it interesting for newcomers and old as well, and just doesn't seem to develop the interest. And I don't know, the last couple I went to was basically the same way. I think that maybe something with a little advertising on it, you know, with Hamfest, that was the word I was looking for, that might help out, maybe across the, you know, across the net sometime, or other areas that may help it out. I really have found that different times there just wasn't that amount of, that great amount of people that really put the time in or had the, had the equipment or the everything that was for sale or interest there for people to look at. So with that, okay, I'm gonna get away from that, because one of those things that I think we need to maybe help in some areas or another, and I'm not quite sure how, but it could be done, maybe with a little ad or advertising and so on, maybe a little community help to boot. Okay, well, thanks, Pete. Doggone it, I wish I had more to contribute to that, but I don't at this time. 073, you have a good evening. This is at 5AOW, looking for check-in.
WATU.
And a multitude of listeners. Had a good day today. Went up to Boonville, had an appointment up there, so kind of a rainy day. Well, a couple things. Jeff, I had wanted to comment. I know a friend of mine, his daughter has one with her cell phone. So I guess you go out and point the antenna for maximum signal strength, and hers works great. I don't know if hers was AT&T or whoever it's through, but I remember having analog bag phones with a Yagi antennas, and had one up here at the camp, and I think they were back 5 watts or something back in the early 90s when I first got a cell phone. Anyways, I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. It'll work great. And as far as the hobby, well, I've been thinking about this. I think there's a number of components. First, there's always, you can blame it on the economy, but that has a lot to do with it. The younger crowd now, they want it's you know, they say a bang for the buck, as much as you can get for the least amount of expenditures, and a lot of us realize over the years we've certainly spent a lot of money. And what I saw in the Syracuse area, which I'm from really in that area, lived out in Clay, they started they had repeaters that were the school set up, and they try to get younger people involved. And but the problem was, and I witnessed this a couple times, they'd have a net on, and people are talking about mortgages and health-related problems, and there was nothing that they could really relate to. People were talking about their jobs, so a topic that is of interest to the younger folk is really what is in order to keep them focused on what is happening. I think they have a lot of technology skills, certainly could really enhance the hobby. We certainly have enough technology now with, like, 4 digital modes, you know, there's D-Star and EFCO 25 and a number of things. In fact, he has a radio that does all 4, I guess, but that's one of the things. And now everybody's got a smartphone. I think the smartphone, just my opinion, has had more of an impact than the Internet, but the Internet has helped out with the Echo Link and different other things. But what I saw in the Syracuse area was just people, they'd get on, and then you'd have those old codgers checking into the net and talking about our aches and pains, and the kids got discouraged after a while, and the topic of conversation was what was the limiting factor. So a lot of them had parents and relatives that had equipment. It's just that it was just finding a common ground that they could chat about. So anyways, back over to you, Bill. A good site, good thing for a fireside chat, WATU, back to that. Listen.
John, I agree with you wholeheartedly. But you're right. I think there's a lot of interest that could be developed on that, and I think that was the point I was trying to make, but memory doesn't serve me well when the words come in with it. But and with the Yagi that Jeff was talking about, they do so well in every other facet that they've been in frequencies that they can't help but enhance, you know, the performance and so on of a cell phone. Well, like you were saying too, with the 5 watts back in the early 90s, that's back when
KB2 ZSV.
KB2, can you give me the last part of that a little slower?
Zulu Sierra Victor.
Okay, roger, got that. KB2 ZSV. Alright. And I'm not sure about the name on that one, so if you can come back with that.
Oh, roger, the name is Tim.
Okay, well, how was your evening today, or your afternoon? How was your day?
Oh, it wasn't really too bad. We kind of hanged around here because they were supposed to bring me up a dump truck load of stone from my driveway across the street, and he never showed up. And tomorrow we can't do nothing because my wife's got to wait for her chemo to come, and we got to be here. You know, she has a sign for it in her, so they won't leave it. So I guess I'm not going to do nothing tomorrow either.
Well, sounds like normal business as usual sometimes, you know. You make appointments for things and really disappointing, they don't show up. And as for the that type of thing, you just have to bear with it and make another appointment, I guess. Unfortunately, they seem to have things going in their favor that way. Well, I think with the situation of XYO with the chemo, that at least can be, you know, something that stays on track and I hope leads in a good direction. Unfortunately, a lot of friends this year seem to be going to chemo and having, you know, that treatment done. I just hope that it's a positive result for all, really. It's sad and disappointing to hear that, you know, people are having to go through that, but it is an alternative and a window to, you know, things getting better. So, well, thank you for checking in, Tim, and 73 to you. N5AOW, looking for check-in. Okay, for myself, it's been a strange week this week. We had some good things go over the weekend, and we had some bad, and well, those things kind of tough to deal with, but we're working through it, and trying to get on with things that have a much better note. So with that, I'll see if there are any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time. Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank those that checked in. We've got Jeff, George, Pete, John, and Tim also. 73 Stall, and those that listened. This is N5AOW, clear.
ASK for Octon. All stations with or without traffic are welcome.
This is N2PFM, November 2, Papa Foxtrot Mike. Good evening, no traffic.
Can you slow that down a bit? I mean, you were being overrun again.
November 2, Papa Foxtrot Mike. The handle is George.
Thanks, George. I appreciate your help. This is KD2GSK for Austin. All stations with or without traffic are welcome.
Good evening. This is N5AOW. No traffic.
I hate to say this, but can you slow it down a bit, please? I'm getting some heavy air interference.
Okay, no problem. November 5, Alpha, Oscar Whiskey. Name is Bob. No traffic.
That's November 5, Alpha, Ocean, Whiskey. Am I correct on that?
Roger.
Okay, thanks very much, Bob. This is KD2, GSK for Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is KD2, GSK for Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. Please call in.
WA2U.
That's Whiskey Alpha 2U is in uniform. I'm assuming no traffic, right?
Didn't indicate traffic, WACU, thank you.
Thank you very much. This is KD2GSK for Austin, welcoming all traffic. Welcoming all traffic. Oh, what a night. Welcoming all station with or without traffic. This is Kilo Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo for Austin, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is KD2, GSK for Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is KD2, GSK. This is a final call for Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is KD2, GSK. Thank you very much for the stations that has called in. 7-3, have a good night. I'm switching back to Octon frequency.